听力课堂,听class.com.
First, I would like to recommend a really useful podcast for ESL students. Two Canadian brothers talk about many interesting topics on www.china232.com. It's a fun, relaxed, and well-produced radio-style show that's really useful for learning real spoken English. Again, go to www.china232.com. Just Vocabulary Episode 531. Today's two GRE words:
moratorium
and
temperate.
Okay, and I would like to thank you, all the listeners who voted for Just Vocabulary. Just Vocabulary has been voted Best South African Podcast 2009. Of course, we're very happy with this award, and it wouldn't be possible without you. So thanks to all the listeners, and let's get started with our first word:
moratorium.
Our financial director issued a spending moratorium until the company received a second round of funding.
Moratorium.
It's been 3 years now since John self-imposed a moratorium on flying, and he still refuses to step foot in a plane.
Moratorium.
I'm all in favor for a 5-year worldwide moratorium on nuclear weapon testing.
Moratorium.
Moratorium is spelled M-O-R-A-T-O-R-I-U-M.
Moratorium.
Interesting word, but what does it mean? Moratorium is an official term used to describe a suspension of activity. So a moratorium is a suspension of activity for an agreed amount of time. Example, they are proposing a 5-year moratorium on whale hunting.
Moratorium.
It's a temporary prohibition of an activity. It comes from the late Latin word moratorius, which means delaying. Often, a moratorium is called to investigate or assess a situation. Okay, some synonyms: suspension, freeze, or standstill, and two antonyms: beginning or commencement. Okay, let's move on to our next word:
temperate.
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 I moved from the Netherlands to Cape Town because of its temperate climate.
Temperate.
Lisa describes herself as having a temperate personality, but most of her friends think she is a little moody.
Temperate.
It's not a bad idea to exercise temperance when drinking alcohol.
Temperate.
Okay, the adjective temperate is spelled T-E-M-P-E-R-A-T-E. It's not too difficult. I'm sure you know what it means. Something that's temperate is moderate or mild, not extreme, and it's especially said of climate or behavior. A temperate climate is characterized by mild temperatures. It's not too hot and it's not too cold. It's agreeable. It's not extreme or immoderate or unrestrained. If someone's behavior is temperate, it's calm and controlled. Temperate is derived from the Latin temperatus, which means restrained. You've also heard the related noun temperance, and that means moderation. Okay, that's good. Let's move on.
Riveting.
Do you still know what it means?
Riveting.
Something that's riveting arouses or holds the attention. I found the movie riveting, and I was on the edge of my seat the whole time.
Riveting.
Okay, and that's it for today's regular episode. Remember, we also have the Just Vocabulary Power Hour. That's 60 minutes of just vocabulary. No intros, outros, and no advertising. And of course, the weekly recap. In the weekly recap, we review 10 previous words in 6 minutes.